I'm here with my man Jim Weeks, man. Jim, like I said, off mic. Okay, let's start again. I am in fanboy mode now. I'm not editing this. I'm super in fanboy mode because I'm seeing a lot of stuff from the people I've been reading for years. So sometimes when you meet these people, your brain turns to mush. So, Lee, apologize about that, but one thing we were talking about before we jumped into me messing up, remember how you said, I'm not going to embarrass you, it's going to be me embarrassing? Yeah, that's happening right now. One of the things I read about you is Daredevil, man. Daredevil, mainly more Daredevil, towards Volume 1, does that remain one of your all-time favorites?
Daredevil's always been one of my favorite characters to work on. Yeah, I drew him for a couple of years, 25 years ago. I think what you were just referring to is I drew the final issue of Volume 1 before they rebooted the book back in the late 90s. And then most recently, about 2 years ago, I actually got a chance to write him as well. I wrote and drew a story arc called for Daredevil Dark Knights called Angels Unaware, which is probably... in many ways, it's the most important job to me that I've ever done. That particular story had a lot of personal elements to it and stuff.
How does it feel to write on a character you've been drawing for years? Do you prefer the writing of the story, or do you prefer drawing, or both?
Definitely both. Writing is, for me, is very, very hard. And the reason it's hard is I want the words and the pictures to dance together in a way that, in a real exacting way. So it almost feels like writing a song lyric, both in, not just the writing of the words, but even the picking of the shots and the visual storytelling. It has to have a certain rhythm and a beat. So I tend to pore over it over and over again until I get just that right kind of rhythm that I want. Go through the pages, through the scenes, and then hopefully the entire book.
Okay, Lee, did you get a chance to see the Netflix series?
I did.
What'd you think?
I thought the execution of it was fantastic. It's a little darker than I was expecting, but I understand that that's was a little different sensibility in today's culture, but. I mean, Daryl's never been a bright, fluffy character, but there's a trend not just in Daredevil, in all of the books. It's just a little dark for me, but clearly the acting was superb, the writing was superb. They got an awful lot of things very, very right in it, and the casting was terrific. All the players really fit the characters very well. I almost said something else, but I don't want to spoil it for anybody that hasn't seen it.
Yeah, because I'm keeping it kind of general. Daredevil, like you said, was never a happy, fluffy character. He's always been street-level hero, street justice, and I'm doing my best to walk around it so I don't spoil it.
Yeah, did I spoil it?
No, I may. I'm picking my worst character. Okay, one part. This has very little to do with the car scene with the car door.
Yeah, that was troubling.
Really?
Yeah.
I thought that was made it more a little bit more grown up because he's the first real Marvel grown up character who hit the scene in this latest iteration of the MCU.
Yeah, I want to be careful because I really love and respect the guys that worked on that. I really have great admiration for it, but to me, I that's just too much.
Okay.
I think our culture's in a little trouble. So this probably isn't going to be a popular thing for a Daredevil artist to say. But, I find that stuff hard to... I think our hearts are getting a little too tough that we're able to see some of that stuff and portray some of that stuff. That, whatever.
Don't let your kids see it, pretty much.
Yeah.
Another thing I love with your work is Frontline, Civil War.
Yeah.
Like, it was cool seeing the Frontline series of where you get a chance to kind of like weave in between both sides, even though, you know, it was very non-objective, and at the same time, you know, you got a chance to understand the story. That was my favorite part. What was your favorite part of it?
I just enjoyed doing the work. That one I wasn't so as connected with the overall of the story. I was kind of working on my chapters and doing my thing, and I just remember having a lot of fun doing some of them. I got the pencil and ink, and it was an enjoyable.
Okay. Hey, and last question. You know they're coming out with this Captain America Civil War that's going to be based off of that. Is it something from the book you would really like to see in the movie, or is it just kind of like you're just going to strap in and go from there?
I'm just going to strap in and go from there. I haven't even seen the last two or three movies.
All right, you have my permission. You can leave right now. I got this cover. You can just go check it out because they were awesome.
Yeah. did you like Age of Ultron?
Yes, I did.
Yeah.
Yes, I did.
They did a good job.
Very good job.
Maybe I'll get to see it this weekend.
Oh, please check it out. It's worthwhile.
All righty.
All right. Thanks so much.